Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk to our man, John Collins. It's been a minute since we've chopped it up with him. He's off to a great start. JC, brother, what's going on with you, man? How you feeling? Congratulations on last night's win.
Appreciate it, man. Happy for you guys to have me back on. I'm doing well. Just, you know, trying to rest a little bit, get ready for tomorrow.
Now, you're our guy, John, so we need some answers. I hope you can help us today.
We got like 20 questions. Right?
I mean, you're our dude.
I'll try.
All right, so my first question is leadership. Because of our struggles, and I know I've seen some of the things you've said, whether it's been, you know, podcast or publicly, and you've tried to answer this stuff. But answer for Mike and I and our listeners, man. Leadership, how does that look on this team for you, and where does it come from?
Well, you know, it comes from, you know, how does it look, right? You know, it looks different in a lot of ways when it comes to, you know, vocally, you know, when it comes to trying to lead somebody, you know, with what you say and trying to, you know, encourage them or try to, you know, enlighten them with, you know, information on just, you know, getting better at the game, you know, working hard, you know, your approach to taking care of your body, your diet, like, you know, all that stuff, you know, and how you, you know, let that be shown to your teammates and to the organization, you know, that has something to do with leadership and, you know, as well as on this team. You know, I feel like it definitely comes from myself, you know, being the longest tenure player here. You know, Lou, definitely been a big guy that we've all looked forward to, obviously Coach Mack as well, you know, obviously. But, you know, I feel like from the player's perspective, Trey as well, trying to take the next steps to become the leader that we need him to be, we want him to be. So, you know, not to say, you know, we're perfect, but, you know, we have some leadership. You know, this is just a tough league. You know, it's tough to be a leader in this league and to lead men. So you can't be too high, can't be too low. You know, really just trying to be consistent. And that's how I try to lead.
I know it's a young team by NBA standards, one of the youngest teams in the league. I mean, you mentioned Lou was a guy like Solo, one of those dudes like, you young bucks got to quit screwing around. I mean, what was that like? When you do get somebody, an older player, I mean, what is it? Just getting, hey, man, you got to do this, you got to do that.
Yeah, I mean, Solo was a real, real influential part of our team, big-time leader. You know, the entire organization is very sad to see him drop and, you know, obviously not be around the team as much as he was. I feel like that definitely hurt us a little bit. But all of those things and factors combine into us having an ecosystem of leaders, right? You know, it's not really relying on one guy, you know, not to be cliche, cheesy. What is it? It takes a village.
Yeah. Or
in this sense, it takes a team, right? A team of guys, you know, following leaders and following what, you know, the guys or instructions, you know, things that are given to them to help them, you know, following that and the leaders and vets and whoever's in those positions of leadership trying to just, like I said, again, continue to put on a good example. So it's a season long battle.
John Collins, our guest, JC here with us on Dukes and Bell. All right, I hear stuff, all right, and it's all rumor and crap to me, but I have to ask the question about you and Trey and your relationship. Is that a function of this leadership structure that you're talking about? Is it just two guys wanting to win? How would you describe your relationship with Trey?
Man, it's a lot, you know what I mean? It's a lot to encompass. You know, we've been together for so long, you know, you know, I feel like a lot of people just see our relationship on the court, you know, and see how well we play together and assume the best. And I feel like they have, you know, not the, you know, we're not best friends, you know, by any standards, but, you know, we're friends, we're brothers in a different sense where, you know what I mean? It's a different sense of camaraderie and togetherness that we've had, the battles, the, you know, growing as men, as young kids coming into this league. So, you know, I feel like me and him have seen a lot of the same things together and been able to grow through that. And as you guys know, when you've been put into situations, you know, put into the pressure cooker with certain people, you come out with different bonds and different relationships with those guys. So, you know, let it be the play on the court that shows you sort of the, I guess, the finished product. But it's a lot of hard work that goes into, you know, us knowing each other on and off the court and us building a relationship. You know what I mean? So, as I said, this league isn't easy. And, you know, we've had a lot of talks and we've, you know, trying to just, you know, become better players and become better teammates with each other. So, you know what I mean? Ice is my guy. So, we don't. We just got to keep it moving, keep it pushing, really.
It is John Collins, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. We talked a lot about it. I know you mentioned it. For what you're getting paid, not to put your business out there, I mean, you should be a guy that maybe should have some plays designed for you other than just, like, cleaning up the glass. I know your rebounding has really been up to, since you started talking about how this team's got to get it together. But, I mean, is that something that you still talk to Nate about? I mean, and I don't think it's out of bounds to ask for those things.
Yeah, you know, it's not necessarily something I'm always going to him and asking, but, you know, it's definitely something we've had conversations about or trying to figure out ways to efficiently and, you know, add you know, the right spots or the right touches in the right areas just to be efficient for, you know, myself, right, to get the most out of myself, but just to get the most out of the team content for us just to win. So, yeah, like, as I said before, we've definitely had those conversations and, you know, obviously I'm going to continue to work on my game, continue to just be a smart player. But, yeah, man, you know, I definitely feel like, you know, for us to be a great team, I want to be able to be used in the best way for us to win. You know what I mean? I feel like that's just a competitor in me. I feel like Nate understands that as well. And, you know, he has a full plate on this table, trying to help everybody, you know, get what they get. But, you know what I mean? You know, I feel like as one of the leaders of this team and one of the guys going forward, you know, that's just 100%, 100,000 bought into the city of Atlanta and to the Hawks, you know, I definitely felt that way as well. So, definitely something we're still working on, you know what I mean? But as long as we keep winning, I feel like that's the biggest, you know, biggest overhaul, but what needs to, you know, go down, getting them W's.
Dubs is what it's about. It's our guy, John Collins, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. All right, bro, help me with this. Has the defensive approach changed from last year? What's the deal with our defense? Like, you know, early on in games, it seems like sometimes we're lackadaisical and then we wake up. Can you explain that? Like, what's the change from the defensive philosophy from where we were at the end of the season and then where we are now?
You know, man, everybody likes to make it more than what it is, man. This is a hard league. You know, guys, this is the best league in the world. And not saying the defensive mentality hasn't changed. The league has gotten better. The league has gotten more competitive, as well as we have shown our cards in a sense that we've gotten to the, you know, postseason and made a postseason run. And we're not that underdog team that guys are just expecting to come in and really run over. Guys are aiming to take us down because they've seen our success and they understand what we're capable of. And I feel like that has a lot of effect on us trying to understand and embrace that. And I feel like that's sort of been a struggle for us. Mentality-wise, man, it's, you know, we're not perfect, man. You know, it's tough to say that, you know, we're going to come out and play with effort and intensity and play 100% every night. It's tough to say that and to come out there and do it every night. It's hard, and that's not an excuse, but, you know, that's where we need to get better at, just holding ourselves accountable and trying to do that the best we can every night. The mentality hasn't changed, but as you know, injuries and, you know, all of the above, you know, are factors into what makes, you know, our defense not as good as it needs to be. But, you know, as I said, we're together in this, and I feel like we're just going to continue to step it up, man. I mean, there's no excuse for it on any angle. So, but like I said, I'm a competitor. My teammates are as well. We're not going to lay down. So right. We're going to figure it out.
John Collins with us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell on the WadeFord.com hotline. The organization said that Reddish wanted out. It wasn't a distraction. Was it a distraction?
Not really, man. You know, I felt like it's just a lot of traffic on that wing spot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like, you know, for Cam to really blossom, I feel like he needed to play more. And, you know, I wish that would have been here, but if it needed to be, you know, on the Knicks or wherever he would have went, I just understand that's part of the business, man. You know, regardless of, you know, it could have been anybody, but, you know, if Cam did ask to leave or whatever, however his situation went, I'm just hoping it's the best for him. But Cam did a great job of being a great pro here, still being the same Cam that we all know and love in the locker room and around us. So he didn't let it, you know, leak into the locker room at all, man. Cam's my guy, great dude. I miss Cam. So I'm hoping he does well, flourishes up in New York.
Bro, what you spending on? What? Come on, man. You got the new deal. We cheered you on for the new deal. You got the new deal. Now, what you go spending on? Come on, just tell us one thing. One thing.
Man, I'm a real humble guy, man. I bought the Tesla Plaid, man. That's
okay.
That's my
you
recent
like it?
Purchase.
You like it?
I love it, man. It's okay. That auto drive feature is excelente, man. You know, sitting on the highway, open the Sprite, send a couple text messages out, or you know what I mean. Hit the auto drive, man. It's real relaxing, man. I can definitely say that it's a game changer.
Right, don't make me nervous. See you sitting in the back.
They
seat.
Are though.
Nah, man. You gotta get in the slow lane. You gotta get in the slow lane. You know, go right at the speed limit, and it's a real comfy ride. I'm telling you.
All right. Hey, one last. I know we gotta ask you. Nate, obviously, you know he's been there, done that, and you know you can't yell at guys every day. Because you'll tune him out. That's human nature. Did he give you some extra sauce the other night at halftime when you were down to the Bucks?
Yeah. You know, Nate, as you say, when you say sauce, right? Nate sort of does it how I feel a coach would do it. You know, sometimes if we're, you know what I'm saying, not doing what we're supposed to do, sometimes he'll raise his voice a little bit, tell us what we need to hear. Other times he's more direct. Mm-hmm. You know, he's trying to deliver a message. You know what I mean? So, that's sort of the, you know, the game of being a head coach is, as you said, you know, he probably wants to yell at us more, you know, but, you know, might that always be effective? Might that always be the best way to handle the situation? No. So, you know, as I said, Nate's very situational when it comes to, you know, his tone and how he talks to us. You know, as I said, as a coach who's been there and done that, understands. So, you know, that's part of the journey too.
Brother, we appreciate your honesty and your candidness when it comes to answering these questions. They're not easy. We fans want answers. We want answers. We feel like, oh, you guys should be playing better. And I know you hear that too, but it's tough. So appreciate that, John. And also, I'm just saying this. I appreciate you speaking out. I mean, I do, man.
Yes,
we need that on our teams. And I'm not just saying our Hawks, but professionally in our town, we need guys to say, hey, this is what we need to do. And then try to attempt to do it, you know. So that big ups to you, man, for not being afraid to say, hey, this is where we're at and this is what we need. So big shout out to you.
No, I appreciate that. And as you said, part of being a leader is being able to, you know, look the wrong or look the bad things that we're doing. Then I look myself in the mirror, take accountability as I feel like I'm trying to do, hold others accountable as I let them hold me accountable, you know, if I'm not doing what I need to, you know, do on the court. And I feel like that all creates a great ecosystem for us to win. And, you know, I hope the fans and everybody's not looking out there and thinking I'm complaining. I'm hoping they're hearing it as you guys are hearing it as well. Just the frustration of losing and not wanting to be in the same situation. And I'm trying to just do what I can to get out of it. So I appreciate you guys 100%, man. You already know it.
Cool.
JC, appreciate you, man. Good luck against those Heat, brother. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. I'll see you guys soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.